Live from NPR News, I'm Dale Willman. President Trump made a surprise call to a meeting held today by Pennsylvania Republican lawmakers who are looking into allegations that the election was riddled with fraud, a claim that's not been backed up by evidence. Pam Fessler reports.
Many of the allegations of voting irregularities presented at the meeting in Gettysburg have already been dismissed by courts as lacking merit. But President Trump called in from the White House, lending his support and continuing to insist that he won the election.
This election was lost by the Democrats. They cheated. It was a fraudulent election.
Pennsylvania Governor Tom Wolf certified the results Tuesday, declaring Joe Biden the winner of the state's 20 electoral votes. The Trump campaign has tried to stop the certification, arguing without success that the state's voting procedures were unconstitutional. Pam Fessler, NPR News.
President-elect Joe Biden is appealing for unity. In a Thanksgiving Eve address, he asked Americans to steel our spines for a fight against the coronavirus. The federal government has decided to allocate an initial batch of coronavirus vaccines to states according to their total population. As NPR's Ping Huang reports, this circumvents an independent advisory committee to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
Last month, government officials said the number of vaccines each state will get depends on guidance from an independent CDC advisory committee. That committee is focused on protecting high-risk populations and will provide recommendations after a vaccine is authorized. Now, the government has changed the policy. Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar says the government will not wait for the committee's advice. Officials announced they have already allocated an initial batch of 6.4 million vaccines to states based on their total populations. The states will determine who gets a vaccine when they arrive. Ping Huang, NPR News.
Book publisher Simon & Schuster has been sold to rival company Penguin Random House. The news was announced today by Simon & Schuster's parent company, ViacomCBS. The company plans on using the money from the sale to pay off debts and invest in its streaming platform, NPR's Andrew Limbong reports.
ViacomCBS is selling Simon & Schuster for $2.175 billion. Simon & Schuster is the third largest of the big five book publishing companies, with Penguin Random House being the biggest. Simon & Schuster published recent bestsellers by Stephen King and Mary Higgins Clark. Its huge back catalog includes such classics as The Great Gatsby and The Sun Also Rises. The publisher got a lot of attention this summer for a string of books critical of President Trump, including memoirs by John Bolton and Mary L. Trump, as well as Bob Woodward's book Rage. The deal is expected to close next year, pending regulatory approvals. Andrew Limbong, NPR News.
On Wall Street, the Dow Industrial Average closed down 173 points. This is NPR. President Trump has pardoned former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn. Flynn is the second Trump associate convicted in the Russia probe to be granted clemency. Amtrak says ridership is substantially off this year due to COVID-19, but the passenger rail system says many of its trains are operating with health precautions during what is normally a busy holiday travel period. Chuck Kornbach of member station WUWM in Milwaukee reports.
Amtrak says nationally its ridership is down to about 20% of normal. The number of trains has been reduced and passenger capacity has been limited. Amtrak spokesperson Mark Magliari says providing information about the system's holiday operations does not contradict health warnings to stay home this Thanksgiving.
We are not promoting travel. We are simply operating the service as safely as we can for those people who really need to travel.
Magliari says Amtrak is cleaning its trains more frequently and requiring passengers or those waiting inside a station to wear a mask unless they are eating or drinking or in a private room. For NPR News, I'm Chuck Kornbach in Milwaukee.
Weather officials are looking at damage in the Texas city of Arlington to determine if a tornado hit the area on Tuesday night. Storms caused damage to the buildings, but there have been no reports of death or injuries. Large hail and strong winds also hit parts of Oklahoma, but there were no reports of widespread damage in those areas. Weather officials say more severe thunderstorms are possible throughout the week in parts of the South and the Midwest. I'm Dale Willman, NPR News.